It would be an understatement to say that Mameha became famous. The poster was displayed in big cities all over the world with the words, "Come and visit the land of the rising sun," in all sorts of foreign languages, not only English, but German, French, Russian, and, oh, other languages I've never even heard of. Mameha was only 16 at the time, but suddenly she found herself being summoned to meet every head of state who came to Japan, and every aristocrat from England or Germany, and every millionaire from the United States. She poured sake for the great German writer Thomas Mann, who afterward told her a long, dull story through an interpreter that went on and on for nearly an hour, as well as Charlie Chaplin and Sun Yat-sen, and later Ernest Hemingway, who got very drunk and said the beautiful red lips on her white face made him think of blood in the snow. In the years since, Mameha had grown only more famous by putting on a number of widely publicized dance recitals at the Kabukiza Theater in Tokyo, usually attended by the Prime Minister and a great many other luminaries. When Mameha had announced her intention of taking me on as her younger sister, I hadn't known any of these things about her, and it's just as well. Probably I would have felt so intimidated I couldn't have done much more than tremble in her presence. Mameha was kind enough to sit me down and explain much of this on that day in her apartment. When she was satisfied that I understood her, she said, "Following your debut, you'll be an apprentice geisha until the age of 18. After that, you'll need a danna if you're to pay back your debts, a very substantial danna. My job will be to make sure you're well-known in Gion by then, but it's up to you to work hard at becoming an accomplished dancer. If you can't make it at least to the 5th rank by the age of 16, nothing I can do will help you, and Mrs. Nitta will be delighted to win her bet with me." "But, Mameha-san," I said, "I don't understand what dance has to do with it." "Dance has everything to do with it," she told me. "If you look around at the most successful geisha in Gion, every one of them is a dancer." Dance is the most revered of the geisha arts. Only the most promising and beautiful geisha are encouraged to specialize in it, and nothing except perhaps a tea ceremony can compare to the richness of its tradition. The Inoue School of Dance, practiced by the geisha of Gion, derives from no theater, because no is a very ancient art that has always been patronized by the imperial court. Dancers in Gion consider their art superior to the school of dance practiced in the Pontocho district across the river, which derives from kabuki. Now, I'm a great admirer of kabuki, and in fact, I've been lucky enough to have as my friends a number of the most famous kabuki actors of this century. But kabuki is a relatively young art form. It didn't exist before the 1700s, and it has always been enjoyed by ordinary people rather than patronized by the imperial court. There is simply no comparing the dance in Pontocho to the Inoue school of Gion.